come Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Presented, transcribed tonight by American Express Travel Service, headquarters for worldwide travel. Whenever you travel, wherever you travel, let American Express Travel Service help you plan your complete trip. Handle all your travel details. Tonight, Vox Pop travels to the Fox Movie Tone News Studios in the heart of busy Manhattan in New York to bring you the exciting stories of the men and women who travel to the four corners of the earth in their never-ending quest for the news. And here among them are your two old Vox Pop friends, Park Johnson and Warren Hull.
And this is Park Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull. And here we are on stage one of the Fox Movie Tone Studios, surrounded by big lights, cameras, operative men, commentators, and a host of others. Everybody is hurrying and scurrying about, for this is makeup night with Fox Movie Tone News.
And makeup night means that news shots, which are flown here from all over the world, are being put together right in New York tonight. And in two or three days, you're going to be looking at them at your neighborhood theater, where every week some 50 million of us hear these voices, see these reels, and no doubt wonder what the folks back of them are really like.
Well, that's why we're setting up shop right smack in the middle of all the excitement, and we're going to snare some of these movie tone folks as they come and go. Lou Lair's around tonight, so is Vivian Donner, Mel Allen, somewhere.
Hold it, Warren. Hold it. Here's the man we should start with right now. He's the news editor, Jack Haney. Wait a minute. Can you spare us a minute? Warren, here's Jack Haney.
Hello, Jack.
How are you?
Jack, are you the boss man around here?
Well, the straw boss.
Well, all right. What part does the news editor play in all this excitement and hurly-burly?
He picks out the assignments and sends the cameramen on them.
You're the guy who does that.
That's right.
You must have a nose for news.
I'm supposed to have. There are bigger noses that pay off better, though.
No, this is all right. Say, you work... Wait a minute. Whoa! Close the door.
Where's the red carpet?
Say, what are they trying to do? Salute you or something?
I guess so.
Say, you work on hunches?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But give us an example of how a hunch works out.
Well, I saw in the paper a volcano was growing up out of a cornfield in Mexico. Wired the cameraman in Mexico City to go out there. He did. Got a beautiful picture, a scoop. A few days later, the volcano was growing, sent him out again, and went out and got another scoop.
Good. Cameramen live sort of exciting, dangerous lives, don't they?
Yes, they do. We had two men killed in an airplane accident in 1935. Youth who's on the program cracked up into Vesuvius in a plane one time.
Yeah.
Al Gold wasn't able to pass an insurance examination after the explosion of the Hindenburg. Kennedy spent 34 days in a Coast Guard patrol boat among wild storms and German submarines in the early part of the war, and had nightmares ever since.
Well, what assignments do they like best?
Probably a bathing beauty contest.
Oh, really? Now, isn't that strange?
Well, not strange.
No. What do you call surefire material for a newsreel?
I would say a great big fire or a bathing beauty contest.
See? How fast can you handle news? How long does it take to get it to the theater?
Well, for instance, if something happened tonight on the West Coast, it could be in the theaters here tomorrow evening, usually.
That's fast.
That's fast.
Oh, that's really topical. If you had it to do all over again, Jack, what would you do?
Same thing, I'm afraid.
Oh, really? You must like a hectic life. Jack, we don't want to keep you any longer. Just one thing, though. Do you want a vacation?
Wouldn't mind.
No, I bet you wouldn't. Where would you like to go?
I think I'd like to go down to New Orleans.
Really? Ah, what a place. Well, here's $50 worth of American Express traveler's check to take along if you go. And here's a tip, Jack. Just call American Express Company and they'll arrange the whole thing. Get your train or plane tickets, everything. You don't have to lift a finger. And, folks, if you're going to do a bit of roaming, don't forget this.
The sun never sets on American Express Travel Service, for the world's foremost travel organization has offices and correspondents dotting the globe from New York to Cairo, from San Francisco to Shanghai. Through the years, millions of travelers, both here at home and in foreign lands, have relied on the expert counsel and friendly assistance of American Express Travel Service to secure their airplane tickets, steamship and rail tickets, hotel and sightseeing reservations with the purchase of travel arrangements, and continues with them throughout their trip. With your trip planned and arranged by our experts, you save precious time and money, and you're an expected guest wherever you go. Remember, there is no trip too short or too complicated for American Express to arrange. For a cruise round the world, a tour of Europe, a trip to any of America's matchless playgrounds, or the West Indies, make your plans the way experienced travelers do. Let American Express Travel Service assure you of the best in travel. Yes, whenever you think of traveling, go to your local agent for American Express Travel Service. Stop in at our Nickin Express Travel Service at 6.
And nobody knows that better than Warren and I, because we've done it for so many years. Warren, while you were talking to Jack Haney, I cornered a fellow over here who's as steeped from the South as I am. Eighth sports reporter and the Fox Movers own voice on so many of those exciting sports wheels that you see week after week. Mel Allen.
Very kind.
You know, Mel's right up your alley. You're the baseball playing member of this outfit.
Well, I do love it. Mel does too. Mel, you're famous now as a sports reporter. But didn't I hear that you left the University of Alabama as a lawyer?
That's right, Parks. I did, as a matter of fact. I was going to practice law, as admitted to the bar and all that sort of thing, when I had a chance to come to New York and join one of the networks as one of their announcers. So I thought I'd take a flyer and live in New York for a little while. I've been here ever since.
Have you been on sports most of the time, Mel?
Most of the time since I arrived. About 6 months after I got here, I got into sports and decided to give up law.
That was a swell job you did on the World Series.
Well, it was one of the most thrilling sports events I've ever had the pleasure of witnessing in my life, Marks, and it couldn't help but be something that you put your heart into it. It just rolled.
Yeah, were you talking the time that fella caught that fly out there, looked like a sure home run?
Well, you mean when John Frito caught the Mariners' drive?
Uh-huh.
I didn't happen to be on there at that particular point. My colleague on the World Series, Red Barber, had that half of the game. But both of our hearts were right up in our mouths and...
And on your feet, huh?
Yes, sir.
Jamel, are you making a sports field tonight or something?
Yeah, well, tonight I'm doing a short subject.
A short subject?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Going to see it for long, aren't we?
Yeah, you will very shortly. It has to do with a variety of sports, skiing and sailboating, ice boating, all that sort of thing.
Well, what do you do on the wheels mostly right now? Basketball, I suppose.
Well, this time of year you have basketball. Of course, you have a lot of ski events, ski jumps, and... Right now, with the Winter Olympic Games going on, there's a lot of events there that are of interest. And, of course, coming up pretty soon, spring training in baseball, we're already beginning to get pictures.
That's right.
We had one Bill McGowan's umpiring school down there showing the boys how to umpire, and we had...
How many of them?
Oh, I don't know, a couple of hundred of them. And there they were all in one class, signaling out, safe, and all that sort of thing. It's a lot of fun watching that picture. And
that one is fun. So you broadcast the Yankees baseball games, don't you?
During the summer, that's right.
You travel with them, too?
I sure do travel with them. Travel all over this country almost.
Mark's
always traveling.
I take it you know something about American Express Travel Service, Mel.
Know about it. That's my silent traveling partner. I tell you one thing, Parks, if it wasn't for that, I'd sleep in many a ballpark, I'll tell you that.
Sir. Yeah, Mel, they get your hotel reservations and every possible travel service when you let the American Express Company handle your travel business. And, Mel, here are $50 in American Express travel checks for you. But there's something else I want to know. Don't thank me. They're wonderful. You know what they are, of course.
Is it hard?
You do? Mel, is it hard for you to synchronize your voice to the action on the screen?
Well, it's not too difficult, Parks, when you operate the way I've been taught to operate in a newsreel. You can get 1 second of talk to every foot and a half of film.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing the picture, we have what we call spot sheets to remind you what you saw on the screen as you work.
Yeah.
And by the use of a stopwatch in writing, if you have timed yourself perfectly, you can go down into the voicing room, read your script, and it'll synchronize 9 times out of 10 with what's on the screen.
What would be the toughest sports to put on a reel, would you say?
Well, I think one of the toughest, perhaps, is something like football or baseball, wherein you have to be absolutely detailed and synchronized perfectly in all the action. Your description can't be general. It has to be absolutely specific, and so as a result, I'd say something like football would be about the toughest thing in the world.
Mel, sometimes I think you're a prophet, because, by golly, it looks like to me you'd tell it before it even happens. You sense these things, don't you?
Sometimes you have to anticipate just a little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, I still don't know how you do it so perfectly. And just to see how it works, we've got a screen here, and in about 40 seconds, from an exciting game, which is Michigan versus Wisconsin, we're going to run it. And let's see if there's anyone in the audience out here who has got nerve enough to come up here and describe this thing for me. Gentlemen, no, there's a lady down here. Come on, lady. Think you can do it? Come on down here. Get over here where we can see this screen just a minute. Come up here.
Oh,
after Mel Allen, huh? Tell me who you are.
I'm Louise Salisbury.
And where's your home, Miss Salisbury?
In Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Are you in business or a housewife?
Both.
Both, huh?
That's right.
You know anything about football?
Well, not a lot, but I like to look at it.
Uh-huh. Have you been to games, a lot of them?
Oh, yes, quite a good many.
Well, then you know a difference between a halfback and a quarterback and a tackle?
Well, I'd hate to have to say, but I...
Well, we're going to find out right now. You get ready, because we're going to run it right on the screen in just a minute. And you're going to see about 40 seconds of this game between Michigan and Wisconsin. And when I give the signal, you tell the folks listening what it is you see. When you go start talking, when it goes. Now, of course, you're not a professional. So no. Here it is. Let's take a look at the screen. Now, there it is. When you see it, start talking. It's going to start in just a minute. Wait, there it is.
Oh, there they are. The teams are lined up, all ready to play. I see a man with a ball. He's going around the end. He's going ahead. He goes...
Which
oh,
end?
He's outside.
Tell him.
I don't know which... Oh, he's catching the ball. He's going up. Where is he? Oh, he's going outside.
He made a touchdown.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, now where is it?
Tell me.
Oh, there he goes again. Somebody's across the line.
Which line?
I don't know. There he goes. He's going over for a touchdown. This time, 10. Is he 10 yards? Oh, he's off it. This time, I'm
here. There he is. Thank you, Ms. Oldberry. I think that was pretty darn good at living, don't you, Mel Allen?
Say, I'm very sorry you put her on. I'm going to start looking for a new job, partner.
Well, thank you, Ms. Oldberry, and $50 in our American Express traveler's check for you. Okay, Warren, wait a minute. Look who's coming. Come on, I bet you know that boy.
Monkeys are the craziest people. I was almost late. I was up in the zoo in the Bronx making pictures of baby animals for the newsreel. The kangaroos and the little kangaroo roosters, the camels and the little camisoles, the buffaloes and the little buffalouses. All the little... That's the new look for men. Then I had to get in a grizzly bear's cage. And for Team Rock, I wrote a poem about it. Listen. When I got in that grizzly's cage, that bear was in an awful rage. He grabbed my suit and underwear... Then he was Lair and I was there.
Wait a minute, Lou.
Fox, pop me a question. Come on, Fox, pop me a question. I want to win a $64. Go ahead.
Listen, if there's anybody in our vast listening audience who doesn't know who it is by now, I'll give them $5. Make it $10 worth of American Express.
That's enough of that dribble for us, huh?
Lou Lair himself. Lou,
yeah.
Where did that monkeys is the craziest people come from?
Well, you know, we write a lot of those titles for the newsreels, and... We used to use a lot of animals. Whenever we were short of material, we put animals on the screen, and the most popular animal was a monkey. So, writing a lot of little titles for monkeys, I could see people standing in front of the cages looking at monkeys doing what they would like to do but couldn't because they were people. So I said, monkeys are the craziest people.
Say, what are you working on tonight, Lou?
Well, tonight I got little baby tigers and so on. Got a nice, a lot of little animals up there. Always.
Oh, yeah. Do you like working with animals?
I love to work with animals. You know, years ago, I won a prize out in Chongqing. I remember there was a contest there, and I came in third in China. They used my subjects around the world. It was Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Lou Lair.
Is that bad? Say,
you
Lou,
know, that
have you found what?
A joke.
Lou, Lou, I want to ask you something serious.
Yeah.
Have you found that humor is universal?
Hey, please, don't use that word in this building. I hope Mr. Reed didn't hear you. This is movie tone, not universal.
Say, how many...
That reminds me of a joke.
Lou, how many dialects have you done in movie tone?
Well, I used to do a dialect for every country that the subject would come from. It was Greece. I do a Greek dialect, Chinese. I do Chinese and so on. And this one that I do now, this sort of a Pennsylvania Dutch I did with Ben Burney on the air, and it sort of stuck to me, and I've done that the most. The only other place I've heard a dialect like it was over in London.
In London?
In London. They had an employment agency over there for refugees, and one day a gentleman walked in, a refugee, and the girl behind the counter, she says to him, she says, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Joe Pasquadnock." He looked at him. She says, "Where'd you come from? What's your nationality?" He said, "Yugoslavia." He says, what do you do for a living? What's your trade? He says, I'm a bricklayer. Wait a minute. Where did you learn to speak English? He said, from a shortwave radio.
Thank you, Lou Laird. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Mr.
You can go on back to your little tigers now, but say, before you go, wouldn't you like some American Express traveler's checks?
Well, I like some.
Yeah.
Anybody ever say no?
No.
You know, anybody that would say no to those American Express checks there, it would make it exactly vice versa.
People is the craziest monkeys. Well, Lou, thank you very much. We'll see you in the movie.
Thank you.
So, folks, here's one of the out-travelingest men that I've ever met. He's the manager of all the Fox Movietone news business in Europe. He's been with Fox since 1914, before sound came into the movies. He's in New York now on a quick business trip, and we're lucky to have him here with us tonight. Folks, Mr. Russell Muth. If I slip and say Russell, is that all right?
That's perfect.
Fine. Where's your American home?
Hyde Park, New York.
Hyde Park. So you raise Christmas trees?
Yes, I'm one of the neighbors.
Are you really in that neighborhood?
Yes, I'm a neighbor.
Uh-huh. Well, where is your European headquarters?
In Paris.
Have you been over there long?
Well, since the last First World War.
First World War.
That's right.
How many countries do your cameraman cover?
At the present time, 11 countries.
Uh-huh.
Before the war, we covered 21, and we hope it'll be 42. Very shortly.
How many languages is that involved now?
We make newsreels for 11 different languages.
And you shoot shots back over here, of course, regularly,
right,
don't you? Uh-huh. Well, here's something that many folks want to know, I'm sure, and I know that I'm interested in it. How are travel conditions in Europe right now, would you say?
Well, they're getting much better.
Uh-huh.
This year, it's possible to travel just as it was before the war.
France
especially. Uh-huh. Italy and England.
Uh-huh. Where would you go in Italy?
Well, Rome, naturally.
Uh-huh. Naples?
Rome, Milano.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't miss Monte Cassino.
Well, you'd recommend people going over right now, huh?
Yes, I would. I think that every American should go over to Europe at the present time because it brings them the enlightenment of what war does to different various countries of the world.
That's an angle, and that is an angle, too. It wouldn't hurt a lot of us to see that, would it? But how about hotels, railways, food? They're getting back to normal?
Why, in France, they're perfectly normal. They're rather expensive, but they are normal.
Mm-hmm.
In England, they're very good indeed.
Good. You've had some exciting and historic news shots since you've been on. Name a few of the things you've done, will you?
Well, I photographed the first naval review at Spithead after World Number One.
Yeah?
I photographed Hitler when he was in jail in 1923.
Way back.
I photographed practically all the kings and queens of Europe.
Yep, Mussolini maybe?
Mussolini also.
Wasn't you the man that crashed in Vesuvius that Jackie was talking about a while ago?
That's right.
Say, you said they told me you were a real world traveler. What countries have you been in?
Well, I've been in Argentina, Cape Town, Northern Africa, France, Italy.
Wait a minute. Maybe we better back up and start on the other end. What countries haven't you been in?
That would be a little easier.
Yeah.
China, Japan, and Australia.
You mean you've been in all the rest of them?
That's right.
Wow. Well, I know all over the world you've seen our American Express travel representatives, you know, those men in blue.
Yes, you see those fellas all over.
All over?
All over.
Well, Warren and I want to stop right here and tell our friends that the American Express service begins with the purchase of your ticket and it doesn't end until you get home. And Mr. Muth, thank you a lot for dropping in tonight. I know how busy you are. A pleasant trip back to Paris. And as is our custom, $50 in American Express traveler's checks for you. Don't forget to call on us at home or abroad.
Thank you, Parks. I'd just like to tell you something about these checks.
Yeah?
I want to take them back to France, these dollars, and change them into francs.
Dollars?
Frank dollars.
Frank dollars. Thank you a lot.
Folks, do you ever get itchy feet? Well, listen to this.
If you're planning to visit historic England or Paris in the spring, Rio's colorful carnival or sunny Hawaii, the rooftop of the Rockies, or the matchless Grand Canyon, no matter where you plan to go, consult American Express, first in worldwide travel service.
Right now, thousands of business and pleasure travelers are booking their air and steamship passage to Europe. If you see your nearest American Express office or your local travel agent now, you'll be sure of accommodations whenever you plan to leave. If you're a busy businessman or traveling for education or pleasure, let American Express travel experts plan your trip tailor-made to include the things you especially want to see and do. They'll obtain your reservations and tickets everywhere, wherever trains stop, wherever airplanes go, or wherever steamships call. If you prefer, you may join one of the many congenial American Express tour groups with every detail of your trip completely arranged. Your local travel agent and your nearest American Express office have complete lists of our newest travel offerings for your choice. So when you travel, avoid bothersome details. Save valuable time and money by using American Express Travel Service. Make your plans today to obtain the best in travel.
Well, here's a lady I just know you're going to hate talking to. She's Louboutin's beautiful blonde fashion expert who spotted the new look when it was just a little peak.
Who do you mean? Do you mean Vivian Donner? Are you Vivian Donner?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Vivian. Vivian, did you have anything to do with the new look?
Well, I've done a lot to popularize it.
Doggone, and you're such a nice girl, too. How long is it going to last, the new look?
Well, I think it will last until everybody gets it, and then they'll have to stop and try something else.
Oh, is that it? Say, one of the things that gets me about the new look is the sundresses. Now, they're so long, they're supposed to get sun on their legs, the girls. How in the world are they going to do that?
If I could be arranged.
Oh. How come you knew about the new look so early?
Well, you see, the designers often come to me before they ever even make a dress. They come and call me up and tell me they have a new idea and ask me to come down and see it. And of course, I photograph it for the newsreel because it's new.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what fashions do you like to show when you're real?
Oh, I like to show anything that does something for women, makes them look prettier or lovelier. I do things that are very cheap sometimes and sometimes things that are very high fashion.
Now, do you think that the new look does things for women?
Oh, I do. Definitely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You know quite a few beautiful models, don't you?
No.
Huh? Yes?
What are you up to?
No. All right. I didn't get anywhere with that one, did I? Would you like to do men's fashions?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I think it would be very interesting to put a lot of very handsome men on the screen.
Yes.
And I'm very interested in men's fashions.
Yes.
I have a lot of ideas about them.
Such as?
Well, I would like to see something done about men's business suits. I think they're
you stop right here. Look at all those men out there. They're very happy with what they have on.
I know they are.
Well, look, Vivian, you do quite a bit of traveling to shoot your fashion reels, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
In this past year, I've been to Mexico and doing ski fashions at Mount Hood, San Francisco, and I've just come back from Bermuda.
You've been overseas, too, have you?
Oh, yes.
You use American Express Travel Service over there?
Oh, indeed I do.
That's good. You know, American Express is a great company, isn't it?
It is.
And, Vivian, we want you to have $50 worth of American Express Traveler's check.
Wonderful.
We had some of Mel Allen's sports shots a little while ago with a woman describing them, and she did a beautiful job. What do you say we run a couple of your fashion shots on the screen? Let's have a man describe them. Think that's a good idea?
Oh, yes.
Is there a man volunteer here? Here, let me take this mic. I'll go down here where we can see on the screen. Is there a man volunteer? Ah, you're elected, huh? What's your name, please?
Leo Matthews.
Leo Matthews, where are you from?
New York.
And what's your job? What do you work at?
American President Lines, the steamship company.
Oh, you're a steamboat man.
That's right.
I see. Do you know anything about fashion?
Oh, I know about the long look.
Yeah. Well, let's find out about it now. We'll turn out the lights and we'll start a clip of Vivian Donner's fashions. All right, turn out the lights and roll it, Ray. There they go, vacation fashion. Now, what's that?
Ah, that is a hat. That is inverted.
Yes.
It might be flowers, petunias, begonias.
Yes. Well, what's the shape of that?
It is slatted somewhat like a pagoda, inverted.
Now, what's
this? And this, I should call this the model young lady with the long, long dress and the short,
yes.
top. And this.
What's this?
Well, that she's brunette. She's very She is mostly
brunette. Wait a minute. Don't describe the girl. What's she wearing?
Oh, what's she wearing?
Mr. Matthews, I think you were a great success, and would you like $50 worth of American Express traveler's check?
I would.
Thank you very much for that. Say, Vivian, how did you like that?
Oh, I like that very much. He sort of gives me a new slant on these things. Would you like to come over here and do a picture for us on Monday?
You have a job, Mr. Matthews. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One of those shots ahead in pretty well timed for a minute, didn't it, Warren?
Folks, here's someone we want you to meet for half a minute, or Marat. His dad, chief projectionist at Fox Movietone News, started him right here 15 years ago. And he took 5 years out for the war. Now he's back as a full-fledged cameraman. We want you to meet him now because he's going to Alaska with us right away. And he's going to film some of our adventures during the next 2 weeks. You'll see his shots in the news of Movietone newsreels before very long. Folks, Dion DeTitta. Hello, Dion. Just a couple of things or so here. You married?
Yes, sir.
Children?
One. Boy.
Boy, huh? How old?
4 years old.
Do you get home much?
Not too much.
Not too much, huh? Say, tell me, what's the most hectic, would you say, and exciting shot that you've made?
Well, out in Lakehurst, New Jersey, when the Hindenburg blew up.
Oh, you were Mr. Dina Dole.
Cameron of Mr. Dole.
You call him the Dina Cameron?
That's right.
Has he been on a long time?
Oh, very long.
Uh-huh. Well, what was so exciting about that? I know the picture was marvelous. I saw that.
Well, we just had a run like the devil.
Oh, you mean he'd get out from under it?
That's right.
Uh-huh. What have you been doing since the war?
Oh, I've been...
Where have you been?
I've been over Turkey.
Uh-huh.
Italy.
Yeah.
Gibraltar.
Uh-huh.
And,
You've been in Central America?
Oh, yes.
South America?
That's right.
Dion, are you all set to hop off to Alaska with us?
I certainly am.
You got your red flannel?
I think I'm going to get him now.
Oh, you think you're going to get him now? Well, wait a minute. I got one or two things I want to ask you yet. You don't mind going up there?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. You've been on as tough things as that before, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Have you been over to Europe, did you say, since the war?
Since the war.
Uh-huh. And do you know about our American travel service?
I certainly do. I use them over there.
Oh, you use them?
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen our travel representatives, too, have you?
I certainly have.
Well, Dion, for you, we've got $50 in our American Express traveler's checks. You're going to need them getting ready for this trip when we go to Alaska. Thank you a lot, Paul, for being with us. And we wanted you people to meet Dion before you left. Well, folks, that really was a fast half hour behind the scenes here at Fox Movietone News. Warren, I know you and I are going to enjoy the Movietone News even more in the future because of our visit here tonight, seeing all this backstage stuff.
I want to see those animals
that Lou was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And tonight, folks, instead of our usual Vox Pop gift, we've taken the money that we would have spent, and at the request of our guests, we put it into one good-sized check for a mighty important cause, the United Nations Appeal for Children.
Well, now it's goodbye, New York. Hello, Alaska. Your Vox Pop crew, plus 20th Century Fox star Vanessa Brown and her mother, and USO star Danny Shaw, and our Movietone cameraman Dan DeTitta, plus two ABC engineers, are shoving off in a couple of days in an Army Air Force plane for the Arctic Circle, which will be the scene of our next Vox Pop program. On the way, we're going to stop at Great Falls, Montana, and be winterized.
Winterized.
Yes. I'm going to change our oil or something out there.
I want my red one.
And then we take off for Alaska. Be sure to tune in, won't you? And do us a favor. Tell some neighbor to tune in Vox Pop, too.
Well, good night, folks. Till we see you in Alaska.
Good night, kids. So long, everybody.
Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, brought to you transcribed tonight from New York. Tune in again next week to hear Vox Popsicle with an exciting program from the Arctic Circle. Meanwhile, remember, whenever you think of traveling, go to your local agent for American Express Travel Service, stop in at our nearest office, or write to American Express Travel Service at 65 Broadway, New York. The preceding program was electrically transcribed.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.